Hey, welcome to the Foster Fathers Podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Kyle.
And this is a podcast all about foster care, adoption, and fatherhood.
We hope that you feel welcome. We hope that you feel that you belong. And we're glad that you're here to share this time with us.
Let's go.
All righty, folks.
Hey, bonus Father's Day episode. As we're going to call this, what are we going to call this? You don't know that.
Happy Foster Father's Day.
Let's start over. Ready?
Howdy, folks.
Hey, little bonus weekend episode. Think of this as a virtual greeting card. We're calling this. That's you.
Oh, my turn. Happy Foster Father's Day.
Yeah, we thought we'd throw out an episode on Father's Day, which is today. And whether if you're listening
to Roses are red, violets are blue.
You're a foster father. What did you do?
That's a good one. That's a good one, dude.
No, I just think we wanted to hop on and come up with this idea of just saying, hey, like, what can we say to someone on Father's Day that we want them to say? You know, we talk about experiences and theory and things we've learned and things we failed at, but sometimes you just got to hear you're doing a good job.
You're doing a good job, dude. Yeah. You are a dad. Yeah. For you, you were a dad before.
Yep. Whoop. I have my oldest is biological, and then we go every other from there. We go biological, adopted, biological, foster, / on the way to adopt, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. But for me, I am not a biological dad. I am a foster dad, soon to be adopted dad.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's what fatherhood looks like to me.
Well, and I know landmark is the word or not, but the first Father's Day is like a special thing. You know, you got a little baby and, you know, you went through all the stuff and whenever, however old your baby is at that time, and it's a fun thing.
Yeah.
You got thrown into the middle of this thing.
You know, I talk, it's funny because still in my mind, our first little girl is, for me, our firstborn. Yeah. Even though, you know, she is now 4 years old.
Yeah.
Our oldest is 8 going on 9.
Yep.
But in my mind, I see her as, you know, as my firstborn.
Yeah.
It's the first girl. This is the girl that, you know, this is the baby that made me a dad.
Yeah.
Even though, again, when we got her, she was 2 going on three, you know, 2 weeks shy of being 3. But that's my baby girl. That's the kid who made me a dad.
So. Well, and what is your emotion? Did you guys have a big deal of the first Father's Day? I know in our failures episode, you had a fun one with Mother's Day.
Seriously,
we'll save that for later.
We got to relive this again?
No, we don't have to. But your first Father's Day, was that a big deal for you?
Yeah, you know, and actually at that point, this little girl had gone back to live with her mom just a few weeks before. And they called me up and said, Happy Father's Day.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Her mom initiated that. Really thoughtful. I definitely cried. I cried some more. And then I cried some more. Mm-hmm. And it was encouraging to think.
Yeah.
You know, and we've talked about this before. I think, I mean, it varies for situation by situation, but I mean, our kids' dads have not been strong persons in that picture. So it's really hard for Jessica because she's competing with another mom figure.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, but for me, I am the strongest, most steady father figure that these kids have had. And so it really is, I mean, I get that recognition from them regularly, but it is fun. Yeah, I mean, it honestly felt weird. It felt weird the first time. Just to be, I am a dad. Oh yeah, I am a dad.
Well, and I think, and you know, I can't speak fully to the international domestic adoption avenue of living, but I have experienced it just through friends and things like that. And I know that a lot of times they're caught up in the process of becoming a father.
Yeah,
and you know, fundraising and all those things that happen and. What travel and all those things involved with that kind of thing. And then, you know, as a biological pregnancy, you have 9 months, your wife normally goes through nesting, which then by proxy you're doing that.
I've had a couple friends who even celebrate Father's Day, Mother's Day before the child is born.
Yeah.
You know, saying, hey, the kid's there, it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's present. So
yeah, and so in that you are preparing. You are there's a timeline, there's a due date, all these things.
Incubation period.
Yeah. Both physically and mentally.
Yeah. Exactly. But, yeah. Yep. Yep.
But in adoption specifically, you can get a call, you can get a placement, you can get you can get matched, you can get and it's not so I don't know if you want to call it this, but it's not so romantic.
Yeah.
And it's very like, okay, 2 + 2 = 4, hopefully within a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
So just becoming a father is a unique process in this journey of life.
For me, I mean, with this first girl, we got her after Father's Day.
Yeah.
And she was with us for 10 months. Yeah. She left before the following Father's Day. So had it not been for our other kids, I would not have had a kid. You know, we did not have her on either of the, bookended Father's Days in that period. Hmm. So it's kind of unique that, you know, in regards, I had been her dad for 10 months,
but
I had never celebrated a Father's Day.
We're calling it Foster Father's
Foster. I never experienced a Foster Father's Day in that sequence. So, I mean, it's good. I think it is good to realize, what role you're playing in that kid's life.
Yeah.
And although it may, for some of you who have biological kids, it may not quite seem the same, but I would actually say, hey, take on that role hey, you are, this should be your response, is that you are not just a foster father, you are a father figure to that kid, and take on that responsibility, live into that, soak it up. That kid is going to benefit from having somebody who is, not authoritarian, but an authority, consistent, that dad component of saying, hey, I love you, I see you, I know you, and you are a part of our family. And I mean, I think the thing that got, one of the things that always allowed me to get into foster care, adoption, is of course seeing, a couple of my friends go through it, the one that inspired us to be adoptive parents. But also is my aunts, my uncles, the people who raised me and took on that aunt and uncle position, were not biologically, we're not blood related. So, some of the people who are closest to me, as far as people who I would look up to, are closer to me than my aunts and uncles are. A couple of them are, at least, and that's what has triggered me, is that, man, I had people I called grandma and grandpa that weren't blood. Yeah, I had people I called aunt and uncle that weren't blood, and blood related, biologically related. And I think that, really we should take on is that it's the love and the affection that you give that makes that biggest difference. What do you think? What's your encouragement, or what's your
insight? I mean, I was thinking we should each take a second and just encourage somebody, because, we talk a little bit about how we're not necessarily in this for the accolades. But it's also kind of nice to hear it from someone, especially someone, maybe, hopefully if you're listening, you're also in the same boat as us, to hear like an attaboy from a peer.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think there's nothing, maybe something wrong with it going to your head and doing it for motivated by the wrong reasons. But to hear things that, like I kind of joke about it, but a virtual greeting card. Like, if what would you write to someone in a handwritten note to say, dude, you're awesome. So let's do that. Let's take a few seconds.
Oh, man. Here's put on my marketing hat. Hold on.
Oh, wait. We just did a shout out. We had some, shout out Native Apparel. Our buddy makes some cool apparel, and he hooked us up with two hats. And so
Chris made me this hat.
It's pretty cool.
This dude made me this
hat. If we ever made merch, I think our parents would maybe buy it just to support us.
I mean, if you want one, we'll figure out a way to get you one. But anyways,
there's much better hats on the market.
But this is my thinking hat.
What you're writing to someone? We just had beers with some dudes, some other foster fathers. What would you write to them? Mm. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, dude. Because I'm. Yeah, you got one in the queue.
Well, I would just say you're doing a good job. as basic as that sounds, and you are doing a great thing.
Yeah.
And specifically, if you're domestic or international adoption, you've taken a kid out of somewhere and you've given them a life that maybe arguably, you never know fully, but they can maybe never have had. Giving them a shot at life.
Yeah.
And, you know, regardless of what you believe about the world and stuff, giving them a shot in America is like a lottery ticket in a lot of ways. And having, you know, experience other countries and having a chance to grow up in America is a huge deal. And it's a huge opportunity for a child. And if you are adopted out of foster care, man, like that's a little bit more closer to home because we understand some of these circumstances. We see some of these circumstances. But you really have pulled a kid sometimes. It's not easy. It's not a straight line. We say that a lot here. But at the same time, it's like you're really fundamentally at the core of it. You're doing a great job. And I think someone needs to hear that. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Oh, man, I'm trying to make it sound flowery, but, you know,
you don't work for Hallmark.
I don't work. I didn't get that job. I applied, but it didn't come through. But, you know, something profound when we were going through some of our trauma training and in conjunction with reading, you know, my favorite book of all time, The Body Keeps a Score. But something they talk about is how, as you parent, guide, correct, lead, love a kid, that physiologically there's a component that you are rewriting their neurological pathways, and that kid develops, and that is physiologically a shift in their brains because of your investment in their lives. And so I would say, you know, whether it's 1 week, 10 months, 10 years, or 10 lifetimes, you know, your impact goes beyond your label.
Yeah.
And so that's, I mean, I guess I did, that sounded semi-flowery, but you know, the difference you make is more than just a label.
Yeah.
But regardless of that, we're going to tell you happy Father's Day.
Yeah. And regardless of how you view this day, and, you know, we're not trying to make this a huge thing. It is arguably a made-up holiday. It's a
great opportunity.
It's a made-up holiday by greeting card companies to sell greeting cards? Question mark?
Okay.
I don't know. But if it's even
dude,
if,
I love the cynic. I love it.
Even if that's what you believe, because I know some people that do believe that, you're doing a great job. And to take a day, even just one day, to recognize that and to just look at a father, a foster father, adopted father, just be like, dude, you're doing a good thing. Keep your head up. Like, keep going. You're rewriting brain chemistry even.
Don't be jaded.
Yeah.
Celebrate yourself.
And I know. And dads and dudes are probably more prone, hopefully, to just go, oh, yeah, whatever. It's cool. It's fine. It's just like, no, I need to hear this. Take a pause and just be like, yeah, you know, we are doing something good.
Yeah.
We are trying our best.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. So,
and we appreciate it. You know, we, like Chris was saying before we came and recorded, we got together with a few guys and there's one guy in there, they've had 25 placements, you know, legend, from
living legend.
3 days to 10 months. And then another guy who has had one placement that's moving toward adoption. And I think, you know, you're equally as labeled. You're equally taking on that burden. It's a different burden that you're taking on, but you are taking on the burden of fatherhood, a sticky fatherhood, a complicated fatherhood.
Totally.
So don't discount yourself. You know, I think sometimes you try to keep humble, you try to keep modest, but modesty and humility doesn't mean acknowledging the real reality of what you're doing, and it's a big work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, if you're just taking in one kid, if you've, you know, done a different route than the next guy, don't discount yourself. Yeah. Celebrate yourself, because that's one kid who didn't have that chance to have a dad.
Love it, man.
That or maybe their dad was disjointed or difficult and you know, maybe their dad wasn't the terrible person in that situation, you know, but regardless, it's an opportunity to, you know, tell a new story of what that love looks like. Yeah. So be encouraged and keep at it.
Consider yourself encouraged.
Yeah.
Consider yourself foster fathered as an adverb. Is that what you do?
Happy Foster Father's Day from all of us here at the Foster Fathers Podcast.
All of us here is just two of us. See ya.